Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite, the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, we're also visual for all the PrisonPlanet.tv members and subscribers. We are simulcasting in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. It is Sunday, the 26th day of July, 2009, and we have 2 hours laying out before us. Of course, this is always the abbreviated Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I am here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. More and more, I realize that huge stories, things of great import, are hidden in plain view. And that goes without saying, because it is hidden in plain view. It's obvious. The question is, do we do something about what is obvious 2 inches in front of our face? Back in April, we saw the incredible government fear-mongering worldwide over the swine flu that turned out to be a genetically engineered, according to top epidemiologists and virologists worldwide, Associated Press, Reuters, BBC, all reporting that, oh, it did come from a lab somewhere. Just like back in 2001, foot and mouth in England came from somewhere, and it turned out the Portendown bioweapons lab, and it simultaneously popped up at scores of locations from Scotland to Wales. Why did that happen? Why did the government want to go in and kill millions and millions of sheep and cows that weren't even infected? Well, it turned out they released it as some type of live-action drill. The best way to test their system is to actually release something into the environment and then pose as the saviors, further expanding not just federal control in England or the United States or continental Europe, but global control under the World Health Organization. And after the flu fear-mongering of April and May, the government just kind of eased back into the shadows and said, look out, coming up in the fall and winter, we believe it's going to come back and going to cause mega death, going to potentially kill millions. Well, now we are getting into the middle of the summer, July, August, getting close to the fall, and they are just ratcheting up the propaganda, ratcheting up the federalization, ratcheting up discussions of forced inoculations and mass arrest and mass graves. There's a big problem, though. We've seen them building this architecture for martial law and police state in and around biological attacks or naturally occurring biological pandemics for many years. And now we see them, when this flu is clearly manufactured, but also clearly not very strong and has only killed a few thousand people maximum worldwide, a few hundred maximum in the U.S. I've got the CDC's numbers here, and they vary. Why then are they so sure it's going to be deadly? Why are they gearing up in this way? We have some really disturbing information, and the more we look at this, it looks like they may be attempting to use the flu pandemic, the level 6 that the U.N. declared months ago, as a pretext to really bring in their world government and have domestic police state crackdowns worldwide. But even if the pandemic doesn't materialize into mass deaths, as they're saying it will, it gives them the perfect cover for this global federalization, this global government to come out of the shadows. And worldwide, we see key legislation being moved to give banks unlimited power. Worldwide, the flu fear-mongering is being used as a cover to get that done and a bunch of other pieces of the New World Order agenda. So key broadcast coming up live. Call everybody you know. Tell them tune in right now at Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition, the 26th day of July, 2009. If you're just joining us for the first time, this is a very important radio broadcast. You're about to hear in the next 2 hours, and I would encourage everybody to stop what you're doing and to pay attention and to take notes and to not believe me, to check out the information we're about to cover for yourself. We're not only on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite, and the internet, streaming right now at Infowars.com. We're also streaming in live video, living color from here in the studio at PrisonPlanet.com. TV. And that's good because my crew in here on this Sunday edition is going to be putting up mainstream news articles, government documents during the next 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv for the viewers. But if you're just listening on the radio, as most people are, you can go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And there are several big news articles that we've written, that Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson have written, that are filled with all of the links that go to mainstream news stories, government documents, CDC press conferences, so that you can break down all the facts that we're laying out here for you today. We're also going to have open phones specifically today on the fear-mongering dealing with the swine flu that cropped up in April. And then Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, and others said, get ready for massive deaths in the fall and winter. It's a guarantee, and we're going to forcibly inoculate you, and we're going to federalize everything, and the United Nations is in control of Europe, China, Japan, the United States, Canada, Mexico. Everybody's following the UN's orders from the same sheet of music. So we're going to be breaking that down here today. And the toll-free number, but we're only taking calls, folks, on this subject. Because it's very, very important, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244 is the toll-free number to call. We are live. Again, it is 4 o'clock and 8 minutes, 45 seconds, 4:08 and 47 seconds, Central Standard Time, ladies and gentlemen, 888-201-2244. We're going to open the phones up right now. That is, open up the phone system so you can call in. Okay. Let me just read to you some headlines here, and then I'm going to break down what we're really facing and why I'm so concerned. Because I've been looking at this. I've been studying it for months. We broke a lot of news and information during the staged fear-mongering by the government that we were attacked for, but later, as usual, vindicated on. We told you from State of Texas documents that I received from a city official here in Austin directly into my hand. But, of course, we can't give you that source, or we'd lose those sources. But I posted the document, the secret document, with phone numbers, blacking out the name of who gave it to us, that the state of Texas had a meeting with the feds. This is when we were at level 4, and they said, we're really at level 5, going to level 6 in 96 hours. Under that, we are officially under global martial law, forced inoculation, forced arrest, quarantines, mass graves, all of this could be implemented. And I went on air and I said, this is real. I even called the numbers on the document. I didn't believe the city official that gave it to me. I mean, I knew they were telling the truth, but I didn't. I trusted them, but I verified, as Ronald Reagan would say. I called the numbers. I talked to the state of Texas doctors on the state of Texas health board, and they said, where did you get this? You're not supposed to have it. So I went on air, and we broke that. And then months later, they said, yeah, we were really under level six, and we're still under level six, and we may forcibly inoculate, have mass graves in the fall and winter. So late 2009 to 2010. Now, that doesn't mean this is going to happen, but it means the feds are gearing up for it. Still, people were in denial. Now, the last few months, they've been fear-mongering. ABC News, Fox, CNN saying, yes, martial law to keep you safe. Yes, martial law is coming. We're going to forcibly inoculate all Americans. 195 million dosages have already been bought, MSNBC. So let me just go over some facts here. This is a swine flu hoax. Why? Regular flu every year, according to the Centers for Disease Control, kills 37,000 Americans out of 300 million. Why, with, and I've got the latest CDC numbers, why with less than 200 deaths, and that's everybody on this list had had a heart attack, had pneumonia, had had surgeries, had had AIDS. They were all very sick. Babies on ventilators that get it die. I mean, this is weak. Why are they hyping it? Well, let me just go over those facts later. The point is that this is ridiculous. And then I have the fact that Baxter and other big companies a year before this broke out put in a patent for this very RNA sequence for this virus. We're going to go over that evidence. So out of the blue, this thing kills one person and then two people back in April in the U.S., and they act like it's the end of the world, start shutting everything down. Then I said, folks, this is clearly a drill for in the fall when they're trying to pass the banker takeover and all this other hate crimes, hate speech legislation. This is going to be used as a cover. Now they're openly saying that. They're openly saying it's coming in the fall, forced inoculations. Now, I don't know if they're going to get away with this. They tried back in 2002 with the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. They passed that in Congress to forcibly inoculate all Americans. They couldn't get it off the ground because the medical workers and police that were supposed to force us to do this was in the LA Times and Associated Press, big news, wouldn't take the shots. So I guess they think because people are more afraid of flu, they can get this through this time. The question is, why are they doing this? But let me just read you some of the news headlines I've got. Then I'm going to come back and walk through all this. It just makes my head spin. There's so much evidence this is a hoax. And this could be the big one. You know, they're saying it is the big one with no evidence. I'm saying it could be the big one because they're certainly hyping and massing their forces right now. And if we speak out and expose them, it may kill this program. It may shut them down. So this is life and death. Remember, the White House science czar says he wants to reduce the world's population by over 80%, wants forced abortion, infanticide, and to put drugs and chemicals in the water to sterilize you. And United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 says they would use worldwide engineered flus. Dr. Pianca at UT says they want engineered Ebola to kill you. Remember who runs things, eugenicist. This is official State Department U.S. policy, State Department Memorandum 200. So we're not in Kansas anymore, folks. This, you're living in the middle of a science fiction movie with a bunch of Hitlerian, out-of-control, power-tripping scientists and eugenicists that are trying to train you to accept a police state lockdown in the name of biohazard when they are the very people that once they've got you trained to be locked down that are going to use controlled bioweapons releases to wipe us out. And I know that's scary, but that's just the facts. I've been talking about this for over a decade. Now it's mainstream news. CNN, Fox are reporting it. But like it's a good thing. Well, shouldn't we sterilize everybody? You know, some extremists don't want to be sterilized. Let me just give you some of the headlines right now. MSNBC, swine flu tally halted as school year fears loom. MSNBC, these are just dots I'm throwing out there. We're going to connect them coming up. Swine flu tally halted as school year fears loom. Here's another one. Plans for mass graves confirmed. Government surveying cemetery readiness for flu outbreak. That was April 3rd, 2009, Aaron Dykes. Before the latest flu freakout, we said they're going to use it in the fall. Here is the New York State Department of Cemetery secret document we received dealing with the mass graves and how they plan, they're planning for millions of dead. Now, why is that important? Because the Associated Press today, and this is up on the Drudge Report, not just up on Infowars.com. This is AP. Remember, I got made fun of when I gave you the secret New York documents from our sources with phone numbers. But people don't call the numbers. They just say I'm lying. Here's AP. City plans to use catacombs for swine flu victims. We're going to cover it all, ladies and gentlemen, when we get back. A bunch of other dots I'm going to throw out there. They're planning to forcibly inoculate school children first. Stay with us.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water, right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. Your phone calls are coming up after the bottom of the hour news, exclusively on the issue of the flu pandemic. The headline at Infowars.com, a big boil-down story that has links to all these mainstream news articles I'm going to be sourcing, was done by Kurt Nemo this morning. It's flu pandemic, mass graves, and martial law. All the pieces are coming together on this. The government of the United States and the United Nations is saying worldwide that we're under a level 6 pandemic. Now, we told you we were under this back in April, and it turned out that our secret documents were correct, and that was later announced, validated, vindicated again. My whole point is we're not telling you anything here that isn't documented. Now, here's the biggest issue. Here's the big issue. The $64 million question. I want everybody to take notes and listen to me, because there's so much evidence I have a tendency to just go all over the map. But listen to me carefully. Back in January, February, and March, leading into April, there was so much flu preparation and mass grave preparation in Kansas and Arizona and Indiana and Texas and Colorado and Oklahoma and Florida and New York State. I was getting calls from FBI agents that have given us information in the past, from federal marshals, from city managers, from county emergency managers. It was leaking out in mainstream news. Other news publications were getting leaks. Other alternative news organizations were getting leaks. And I went on air and I said, folks, I believe they're going to launch something in the fall, whether it's a real flu pandemic or not, doesn't matter. They're going to use it as the cover to pass the second banker bailout, to pass the carbon tax, to pass the Clean Water Restoration Act that federalizes the water, all these issues. I went on air on the March 5th show for 4 hours, that weekday show. It's up on the web. You just Google Alex Jones predicts flu outbreak in March, and it'll come up. Video of me in the radio studio breaking it down. And I did it on show after show. And I don't do these kind of things very often. You know, I did this 2 months before 9/11. I said the government's going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Osama bin Laden. I said, call the White House, tell them don't do it. How was I able to do that? Because I saw the preparation right out in the open. But that's another story. The issue is, I went on air and I said, never said it before this, only said it then. I said, I think they're going to play the flu card, whether it's a real pandemic and kills millions of people or whether they just hype it up. And then I was blindsided a month and a half later when exactly what I said started up. Now, I already saw a lot of preparation before and got a lot of leads and a lot of sources saying, we don't know exactly what's going on, but we're being told, get ready for millions of dead Americans, and then it's going to happen. And then I had emergency managers on, and I had reporters on telling you the same thing. And those are all linked in Kurt Nemo's story, flu pandemic, mass graves, and martial law. Now, I'm not the one saying millions are going to die. It is the government. The issue is, before all this happened, they didn't do this in 99 or 2000 or 2003 or 2005 or 2007. They did this fear-mongering in 1999. And before they did the fear-mongering, they were running around getting all the mass graves ready. And the Daily Newscaster with D.H. Williams, the reporter, reported it, had the local emergency manager from the Indiana County bordering Chicago on, saying get ready for millions dead, harden your police stations for U.S. citizens to attack Since then, it's mainstream news. The Army's training to take on veterans. Youth brigades are. All that's been validated. Mainstream news out of Missouri with the National Guard practicing to take on militias. They're hardening police stations for, quote, the U.S. citizens to attack. What are they getting ready for? They're acting like it's 28 weeks later or something. So we get this when it's secret, and later it all comes out and is confirmed. Suddenly in Tennessee and California and other states, governors say, don't have Army out running checkpoints. Don't have Marines out running checkpoints. I have state reps on saying, yes, the Army's here searching all our cars. We told them no, they won't stop. Then we have photos and video from the local news. Why are they trying to acclimate? What is going on? So all of this is gearing up, and then magically they start hyping a couple deaths in Mexico, a couple deaths in the U.S., always the people that were already compromised immune systems, already on respirators, already on death's doorstep. Then they secretly go to level six. But here's the issue. I told you they were building mass graves all over the country. We gave you videos, sources, eyewitnesses. People laughed at us, didn't believe it. Well, you can't do this now. Then we gave you this. I got this from the Division of Cemeteries. I don't want to go into too much more detail. I was sent this from the state of New York. This is a secret document saying this was just one little cemetery. Get ready for hundreds of thousands of dead. Look, it's got phone numbers. You can call the phone numbers. Colleen Kelly, 518-474-1860. You can call Richard D. Fishman, director. We called. They said, you're not supposed to have this. And who is this? And I told them who I was. I confirmed the document was real. Well, here now is the Associated Press today. There's also one out of AFP. Zoom in on this for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, please. If not, you don't have to go to InfoWars to read this. It's on Drudge Report today. City plans to use catacombs for swine flu victims. This is going on all over the world. They're getting ready for this. Why? Regular flu kills 37,000 people. Upwards of 500,000 die every year of the regular flu. What's going to happen in the fall when tens of thousands are dying of the regular flu? If they almost shut America down for a couple deaths, what is going to happen? I'm asking you, what do they know we don't know? Why were they gearing up for this in January and February and March? And then magically in April, they come out and fearmonger like it's the end of the world. I get secret state of Texas documents basically telling them it's the end of the world, telling you we're already at level six. It comes out later. That's confirmed. What is going on here? They clearly knew this was coming. And then I have all these top epidemiologists and virologists on the show months before it's mainstream news telling you this is manufactured, two parts human of the four parts, two parts human, one part bird, one part swine. Nothing to do with swine flu. That's a cover story. Now you can Google swine flu made in laboratory. Do it right now for him, Hoosh. It'll be CBC, AP, Reuters, BBC. It's a fact. It's manufactured, just like we told you, because it had no pedigree. Regular, normally mutating flus have a pedigree. But see, this one isn't even dangerous. This is a ultra-mild flu. Well, then why are they gearing up for mass graves? Why are they getting ready? City plans to use catacombs for swine flu victims. A city council said Saturday it was considering using underground burial chambers, currently a tourist attraction, to store corpses of swine flu victims. The pandemic worsens. Exeter City Council said the empty 19th-century catacombs could become an emergency morgue. A council spokesman. See, that's not just in England, though. I then have out of Colorado, where they say they're getting ready for mass graves and incinerators. Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
So, let us hope here that the World Health Organization, run by a bunch of eugenicists at the UN, is just using this man-made flu to fear-monger and hype for drug companies to sell tens of billions of dollars of useless vaccine and to expand their power and control. As bad as that is, it's a lot better than the headline today out of Reuters. Scientists at CDC say that swine flu may be mutating, and normally flus mutate to something less lethal, less effective, because it's very rare for something to, you know, really be deadly. So normally a mutation, it's like rolling the dice. is going to make a flu that's deadly harmless or less harmful. But magically, they're saying, oh, looks like it may get more deadly. Better take your shot. And then you look at the history of all of this. Look, I want to go to your phone calls here. It's just that government started making its move in government started hyping this in a big, big, big way before this even showed up on the scene. And then it shows up on the scene and it had killed one person in Texas, in the entire United States, and the media was acting like it was in the end of the world. But not just media, government was coming in and doing this. And then months before, they've been preparing mass graves and getting counties and cities ready to fight the American people and to secure and armor the police and fire facilities for revolution. So I guess the social engineers knew that the American people were going to be rebelling and resisting the banking takeover, the depression, the recession, the tyranny, the corruption, the looting, and I guess they're going to use flu, whether it is deadly or not, as a cover story to put troops on the streets and lock down America. Because that's where all of this is going. That's what's happening with all of this in the final equation. So it is confirmed they have mass graves all over the United States. It is confirmed in the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News that they have mass graves and incinerators ready. That's mainstream news. Linked up on Infowars.com. If you want to find one place to easily find it. Or I can give you here. I can give you the exact headline here. State of Colorado issues executive order asserting its authority to bury victims in mass graves and or cremate bodies under emergency situations. Rocky Mountain News. The state of Colorado could seize antibiotics, cremate disease-ridden corpses, and under extreme circumstances, dig mass graves under executive orders in the event of a bioterrorist attack. So they are implementing all of this. And here's AFP getting the mass graves ready. There's that headline. This is in today's news. I mean, what do you say to all of this? And then look at this. Swine flu tally halted as school year fears loom. Officials stop counting cases, focus on possible mutation of new virus, MSNBC. I mean, this thing has killed maybe a few thousand people worldwide. Again, why are they acting like it's the end of the world? What do they know that we don't know? Why were they gearing up before it even appeared on the scene? Why did it come out of nowhere in Mexico, on the wrong side of the planet, for a flu pandemic to break out in the wrong time of the year? Why is it clearly a manufactured virus? Why is it more made of that? Why isn't it killing a lot of people compared to regular flus, but they're acting like it's the end of the world? Because if they're going to move with some other bioweapon release, or if they know this is going to mutate, or they're going to release some other variant that they know is going to mutate, they need to get all their ducks in a row, and they know that's something they can't do secretly because this is such a widespread movement that makes D-Day look tiny, and so they need to go ahead and fearmonger for an earlier strain as their cover to get all this in place. Or they're just fear-mongering to sell a bunch of vaccines and federalize and globalize everything as the United States and hundreds of other countries admittedly take their orders on how to respond to this from the United Nations. That's why I'm taking phone calls in the next segment and throughout the entire next hour to get your take, your perspective, your view on what you think is going on here and to bring up your points because there are so many. All I know is this is coming out of nowhere. They have been gearing up for this. There is no reason for them to be acting like this with this flu that, according to the CDC, has killed a maximum of 197 people when they stop counting in the United States. And then you go look at those cases. Most of those, it says, were possible. And then you go track them back. They'll say, oh, we were wrong. They died of other causes or of a stroke or of another flu. But regardless, what's going to happen when 37,000 people die in the fall and winter during the regular flu season that do every year? If they can get the American people ready to take forced inoculations and lay down all their liberties and freedoms for nothing, for just a couple dead people, what's going to happen when the regular flu hits? Now, that's the next huge issue. And if you haven't heard this, you've been hiding under a rock. Because of time constraints, I'm not going to play Good Morning America and CNN and Fox and Friends and all these programs that we've played the clips here in the last 3 months. You can just Google country preparing for martial law, Fox News for flu, and you'll get Fox News. Or you can type in Good Morning America, forced inoculations. It's all over the news with the head of the CDC and the head of the World Health Organization saying forced inoculations, and they've gotten ready 195 million doses, and that they're going to force all school children to take it. There's no law your kids have got to take Gardasil or flu shots or anything else. They're trying to set the precedent under color of law to order people to take it. And under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act of 2002-2003, they tried to get 14 million first responders, nurses, doctors, firemen, police, city workers, county workers, to take the smallpox shot, and they wouldn't do it. So they went ahead and just had local drills with them where they don't have to take it, but they drill to force us to take it. And that's the next big issue. Not just, is this a staged bioweapon? We know it was manufactured. Why are they hyping it when it hadn't killed hardly anybody? That's another issue. Why are they getting mass graves ready? Why were they gearing up for this beforehand? Why was Baxter Pharmaceutical filing patent for the exact same swine flu vaccine an entire year before outbreak? There's that headline. The same company, Baxter, that in 18 countries mixed live weaponized bird flu that kills over 90% of people that come in contact with it, with vaccines to be shipped out worldwide. Pull that up for people on screen. Then they had a trial with other pharma companies, the police won't say, in Poland, gave a bunch of homeless people a flu shot and it killed them, but they admit it was a bird flu trial. Now, the scientists we've had on think it was other big flu companies, not even Baxter. The police won't say. They just said a secret program with biotech and vaccine companies that killed a bunch of people. Tamiflu developer. Swine flu could have come from bio experiment lab. There is ABC News for you. Put up the headline by the London Telegraph of all the homeless dying after they took the experimental bird flu shot. These bastards mixed up. Look. Here's the bigger issue, not just who set it up, it's clearly engineered, why were they getting ready secretly before this stuff showed up in April, why did they hype it as if it was the end of the world over just a few deaths of kids on ventilators and old people on ventilators. First two people that killed in Texas were on ventilators. They had compromised immune systems. That's not the issue. And, folks, I know I'm upset about this, and that's seen as abnormal. You're only supposed to get upset about football games and stuff. But I got three children and a wife and family I love, and I'm sick of this crap. And I know that they forcibly inoculated troops in 1918, and mainstream media admits that's where the deadly swine flu that killed 40 million came, the Spanish flu came from in 1918. And then in 1976, they forcibly injected troops at a U.S. military base that died. Then it spread. They forcibly inoculated a bunch of our citizens, and then it killed them. That's 60 Minutes, not me reporting that. We'll come back and talk about the forced inoculation. Are you going to take the shots?
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Health Lesson 101. Swine flu is the topic of news. Fear and panic seems to be at the top of our emotions. Fact: if your colon is cleansed of toxins, you are less susceptible to any flu virus. Viruses love unhealthy bodies and attack our system to make us sick. So get prepared before the attack. Drink your way to health. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. No fear, no panic, just drink in the protection of Life Change Tea.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Okay, look, I'm going to go to your phone calls. It's just, I'm very angry. I'm not even a rocket scientist. And I can see secret government documents and mass graves and preparations to harden government buildings against the citizens and to train for gun confiscation, all confirmed. And I can see government using this flu as a cover story to pass their hate crimes legislation to restrict the First Amendment openly, bills to federalize all water above and below ground, all land in the U.S., bills to hand over all control of our industries, jobs, houses under the carbon tax. All of this stuff, they're trying to pass it coming up during the fall and winter. And this is the takeover. And even if the flu doesn't kill a bunch of people, which I hope it doesn't, even if it's just a big hoax they're launching, still, it's all premeditated. And it's sick. This is the cover so they can pass the banking takeover of the Federal Reserve, the water bill, all these anti-gun bills, the hate bills, the climate bill. This is the stage crisis. Look at the history of these people running our society. Look at the chemical and biological testing, killing our own troops and foster children and black men with syphilis. Think about what you know. And then go do research, and it's 1,000 times worse. Think about how they're now on the news saying they're going to forcibly inoculate every American. And they're going to start all over the country, 12,000 U.S. children to be swine flu vaccine guinea pigs. That's the Daily Oklahoman. Here's one out of MSNBC. U.S. buys 195 million doses of swine flu vaccine. And it says they're testing it ahead of making it mandatory in the fall. That's what level six is, forced inoculations, forced quarantines, lockdowns. For a flu that's killed less people than sporting accidents, football accidents in the last year. I mean, it is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. And here's another one. Volunteers needed to test H1N1 vaccine. And then you've got the fact that these flu vaccine tests have been killing a bunch of people. I mean, my God, we have a government that approves the Gardasil shot, and then they try to engage in another hoax saying it's the law to take it because Rick Perry wants to get vaccine immunity for Merck that basically funded the whole Texas legislature. Because when a governor says it's on the list of mandatory vaccines, that is mandatory that they put it on the list, they push, then liability protection kicks in. Merck that gave you Vioxx with the heart attacks and all the other garbage, Merck knows that Gardasil's killed a whole bunch of the girls that take it. And it doesn't even protect you from the papillomavirus. Read the drug insert for Gardasil. It just makes my head spin. So do you think that they're going to get away with, and because they're openly announcing they're going to forcibly inoculate us in the fall. And they'll find a bunch of cowards and hypochondriacs and people that trust whatever this government's shoveling, and they're going to go out there and take the shots. It's just unbelievable. Let's go ahead and take your phone calls. We'll only get to a few in this hour, but we'll take a ton in the next hour. I think I've covered most of the different angles and points here. There's the other headline, homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. In one test alone, 20-plus homeless died after being given the shot. Experimental secret bird flu trial. Then they had labs testing the Baxter regular vaccine that had weaponized bird flu mixed in. My God, these companies are wicked. And you have the White House science chief calling for world sterilization and for all children to be taken at birth by the CPS and raised in government dormitories, a government policy book he wrote that's being implemented. These people mean business. And the guy he co-wrote it for was one of Bush's science advisors, Ehrlich. Not just John P. Holdren and his book Ecoscience. I mean, you trust these people to do anything? All right, I've made my points. I've said my piece. Let's take your calls. Phil in Florida, thanks for holding. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'll try to be quick because I want you and the listeners to be able to hear what I have to share. We had a woman who ran for Congress a couple of times here in Florida who's put together a letter addressed to the school board out where she lives. And I think it's a great model that can be used. A couple of points that she brings out in the letter, the WHO memo of July 13th stating the vaccines have not been tested, and more importantly, they contain oil-based adjuvants such as squalene, which was used in the anthrax vaccine.
Yeah, and then people argue squalene isn't bad. It isn't that bad if you ingest a little through your intestines, through your stomach and upper and lower intestine. The issue is that it accelerates autoimmune responses and has been proven in hundreds of government studies to cause the autoimmune swelling in the brain that causes brain damage.
And what she does is she notes these things. She links them just like your writers do for InfoWars and Prison Planet. With the CDC planning assumption documents targeting K through 12 and infants less than 6 months.
No. They said, and I appreciate your call, those are good points. They said that they're going after children and pregnant women, the exact groups that this hurts the worst. Look, let me just recap. They were gearing up for this flu and getting mass graves and federalization and martial law grids ready in the months before they started hyping this non-event in April. Then the non-event happens. They openly announced the UN is running America and every other major nation's response to this, the World Health Organization. Now they're saying get ready for forced inoculations, and that's the other great point. They admit it's an untested, unproven vaccine that is going to be for an earlier version, and this thing's already mutated. Just like Gardasil doesn't even block the papillomavirus. It's absolute crap. It's not even, it's incredible fraud. The whole thing's a hoax. We don't know the specifics of the hoax. We just know the whole thing's a stinking lie. Why are they doing it? We don't know. Clearly is a political cover for all the stuff they're trying to pass. Oh, thank you, Phil. Great points. Yeah, I mean, the vaccine, all the health problems, all the things. I mean, it's just insane. Folks, in 76, they gave millions of Americans the shot, and it killed tens of thousands. I could play the whole 60 Minutes piece from the 70s when it killed everybody. I mean, don't you forget the swine flu shots? Steve in Houston. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Alex. Before I give you my take about this flu, I wanted to give you that quote I didn't get to the other day from The Time Machine by H.G. Wells. This is an exact quote when Professor Wells' friend is asking him about his preoccupation with time. This is what he said. "I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth."
Yeah, and no. H.G. Wells was a top eugenicist, and he did predictive programming in his fiction. They are the Morlocks. We are the Eloi, the mindless idiots running around they feed on. He wrote scores of nonfiction, one titled The New World Order, calling for world eugenics, world sterilization. And then now we have a government policy textbook written by the science czar calling for all of this. And the same guys saying they want to kill us want us to take their shot. And they were gearing up for mass graves before this for the flu and had already put in patents for the very swine flu vaccine a year before.
Here's my take on this whole thing, okay? When you consider what you just quoted from his so-called science hour and the fact that he's pushing this so-called health care plan and these so-called government vaccine squads where he wants to enforce his three shots per person.
That's right. He's now Dr. Obama. He says you need three now.
You said the government's bought up now, 200 million vaccine doses of the
vaccine. That's how much they just made. They're going to get the other 100 million they need. Yeah, they have 195 mil.
Right. So what I believe they're doing is, you know, you pegged it, this thing to start with, it was a hoax as far as the effect they were saying. So,
but that was the smokescreen to get their system in place. Go ahead.
Right. They may be gearing up to release some real epidemic, but I think more importantly, what they're planning on doing is they're trying to scare people into taking what will kill them, which is the vaccines, which, as you pointed out, have live cancer viruses and other things in them.
Absolutely. They admit that over 200 million Americans got cancer from the cancer viruses put in the polio vaccine alone, and every major vaccine line they study has cancer viruses implanted in it that have nothing to do with the manufacturing process. Just like half of corn syrup products have been found to have massive levels of mercury, according to the Washington Post and federal studies. It's all being added. It's eugenics. It's in the official UN documents, official State Department documents, official White House top scientist documents. It's really happening. They're counting on it being so incredibly evil that we can't face it. We must face it. Hour two, your calls, straight ahead. Stay with us.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.